Welcome back to No Thank You Democrat. Today we'll be talking about Bunker Hill. We'll have two accounts, both a loyalist and a patriot. Our first account will be John Adams, our patriot. How have you been today, John?
I've been good, thank you. I remember like it was yesterday, Sunday, June 18th, 1775, the day, perhaps the decisive days to come, which the fate of America, my bursting heart must find at my pen. I have heard that our dear friend Dr. Ward is through more but fell gloriously fighting for his country. But the God of Israel, is he given the strength and power unto his enemies? Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. Charlestown laid in ashes. The battle begun on our trenches upon Bunker Hill. A Saturday morning is scrawl shall be. I'd rather be hanged. Better to die. In the field, aimlessly hanged upon the gallows. Great is our loss. He has distinguished himself in every engagement by his Saturdays by animating the Saturdays, leading them on Saturday by his own Saturday. A particular account of these dress balls. I hope the glorious days will be transmitted you, no doubt, in Saturday past manner. Better.
Thank you, John Adams. Now we'll be talking to Lieutenant Jay Walker.
Here you go.
How was your day?
Good, thank you. Yes, I am Lieutenant Jay Walker. And here is my account. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but God of peoples, he has given strength and power upon his people. Trust in him in all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. Got it. This is not Lieutenant Jay Walker. This is John Adams.
How did you just got this off of Google?
No, I didn't. I went on a freaking website. I swear to God.
What website says I want an aqua?
Oh my God. That's what it said. So just put it.
Okay, here's Lieutenant Jay Waller, the 1st Royal Marine Battalion, with his response.
First of all, it's a count, and yes, I'm Lieutenant Jay Waller. And here's my account. Amidst hurrying confusion of the camp, hastily pitched in the field battle, I am sad down to tell you I have escaped unhurt, where many, very many, have fallen. The public papers will inform you the situation of the ground and rebuild, that we have attacked the heights of Charleston. I can only say that is the most desperate and daring attempt, and it's performed as with much glory and spirit which has shown any troops in any age. Two companies of the 1st Battalion Marines and a part of the 14th Regiment were the first mounted to the breastwork, and you will not displease when I tell you that I am with those two companies who drove the bayonets into all that opposed them. Nothing could be more shocking than the carnage that followed the storming this work. We tumbled over the dead to get to the living, who are cowering out of the gorge of Reboot. An order from under the defenses which had prepared their cover, the retreat, and their breastworks of artillery, which did much mischief, but they were obligated to abandon. Sad now to tell you, I have escaped hunger for many rows on the top of the
fallen. Why does it stop?
For the situation of the ground in the room.
that we have attacked the heights of.
All right, yeah, that's the right one.
Wait, then hold it by your mouth.
Stop recording.
Hi, welcome back to No Thank You, Democrat. They were obliged to ban and been following closely to the light infantry, who suffered an exceedingly in the pursuit. The rebel has 5,000 to 7,000 men encountering the review of the breastwork. A wall's hedge and trees are like the lumber of crops. Ups under General Hu, who performed a giant business and did not amount. We gained complete victory and lynched ourselves that night. We lay under arms in the battle of the field. We lay right now in the ground following the day escape. Officers have not their marquees, but are obliged to lie in soldiers' tents, but they are more portable and are advancing. We had our corps and one major, two captains and three lieutenants killed, four captains and three lieutenants wounded, two sergeants. Archers in 21 ranks killed, the sergeants and 79 privates wounded. I suppose the whole pawn we lost the fall under their moss considerably, that which otherwise have been the army is great spirits and full rage of ferocity. The rebellious rascals have both poisoned and chewed the musket balls in order to make them more fatal. Many officers died their wounds and very ill. 'Tis astonishing what the number of officers were hit on this occasion, but the officers were practically aimed at. I just give a short account of the part of the actions I was practically concerned. We landed close to the Charleston and formed the 47th Regiment close under the natural defenses under which we drove enemy from climbing over rails and hedges, so we closed upon them. But when we came immediately under the work, we were checked to severe fire of the enemy. We did not retreat an inch. We were now in confusion after being broke several times and getting it over the rails. I did all I could from my companies overnight, and which I last effected, losing many of which were still performed. Major Practicum was killed close by me, with the captain of Salva and a sergeant of many of the privates, and we had stopped in much longer. The enemy would have picked us all off. There is more, but this is all I will say.
Thank you, Lieutenant J. Waller.
Thank you, Charlotte Thompson. Now we'll be talking to Peter Parker.
Wait, why?
Thank you, Sam Parker. Now I'll be I'm Peter Parker. The aftermath of Bunker Hill was that this was one of the very first wars before the Revolutionary War began.